This is Akashvani, the news set by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hosted members of the 7 all-party delegations which recently visited various countries as part of country's diplomatic outreach to convey India's strong stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. The meeting, which took place at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, was attended by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, DNK MP Kanni Murri, BJP MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Anurag Singh Thakur, Bansuri Swaraj, Nishikant Dubey, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari and others. The delegations, consisting of MPs from across party lines, former MPs and distinguished diplomats, highlighted India's stand against terror and New Delhi's commitment to world peace during their visits to various nations. The delegations visited 33 countries as part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan globally. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has warned Islamabad on cross-border terrorism, saying New Delhi will strike deep into Pakistan if provoked by terrorist attacks. He asserted that there will be retribution against the terrorist outfits and their leadership in case of barbaric acts like the recent Pahalgam attack. Dr. Jaishankar, who is travelling to Europe, currently stated this in an interview with an American political digital newspaper. In an interview with another newspaper, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that China cannot afford ambiguity and double standards in combating terror in the context of its close relations with Pakistan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has asserted that Operation Sindoor was the biggest action taken against terrorism in India's history. Speaking at an event in Dehradun today, the minister said the Pahalgam terror strike was not just an attack on Indian citizens, but also an assault on the social unity of the country.
Pakistan se nahi aatankwadiyon ke gunahon ki list bahut hi lambi hai aur Pakistan har baar aatankwad ko sahi thehrane ki koshish mein sadai laga rehta hai isliye zaruri hai ki aatankwad ke khilaf ladai mein hum keval aatankwadiyon ko hi nahi balki unhe madad karne wale pure terror infrastructure ko bhi puri tarah se khatam kar dein Pakistan ko jo paisa ya aarthik sahayata milti hai uska ek bada hissa aatankwad ke karkhane mein kharch kiya jata hai
Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has said that India successfully met peak power demand of 241 gigawatt yesterday with zero peak shortage. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Manohar Lal said that India has added its highest ever generation capacity of 34 gigawatt during 2024-25, with renewable energy accounting for 29.5 gigawatt. The minister said that the power sector has witnessed unprecedented progress over the past 11 years under the Narendra Modi government. Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Shubhanshu Shukla, is all set to undertake his first journey to space as part of SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission tomorrow for a two-week stay on the International Space Station. The launch was earlier scheduled to take place today, but it was postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, Indian Space Research Organization Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan said the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow. In a video message, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla expressed happiness on being a part of the Axiom 4 mission. This historic mission will carry 4 astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit to conduct microgravity experiments in biology, material science and Indian space tech. Union Minister for MSME Jitan Ram Manjhi today said the medium and small industry sector has registered a 15 times growth under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi leadership in the past 10 years. Mr. Manjhi was highlighting the achievements of the PM Modi government at a press conference in Patna. Indian athletes delivered a commendable performance at the Austrian Race Walking Championships in Innsbruck, with Priyanka Goswami winning the gold medal in the women's 10-kilometer race event. In the men's 35-kilometer event, Sandeep Kumar secured silver medal. Ram Babu took the third spot, bagging bronze in the event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.